Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 256 of the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Hello.
And another week is upon us. How great is that? We've been given this wonderful gift of having another week with the Brooklyn Boys.
Why are you stalling?
I'm not stalling.
You're like the kids at the spelling bee who say, can I hear it used in a sentence? Can I have the definition? Because you're stalling. That was a weird opening.
What?
That sounded like an affirmation video.
Here we are.
Another week.
Well, that's good.
That's the classic DJ Monday thing. We made it through the weekend, and then you did Friday. We made it through the week.
It's really, I'm just saying, we've been at this since what? 2016, 2017?
17. Yeah.
Who's counting? And I'm just thinking, we're really blessed. A lot of podcasts don't last more than like a year or a few episodes.
Yeah.
And here we are, like all these years into it, and we barely like each other.
Barely. Although I have to say, I like you a little less based on how long it took you to get the equipment working today.
Yeah. I'm a little exasperated. I'm not going to lie. The more high tech I try and take the podcast, the more problems we have. It's like mo money, mo problems.
You broke the 9 million mark this month, didn't you, with the equipment?
Yeah.
You're at 9.1?
We're using different software.
Yeah.
I've upgraded my webcam. We're using the Rodecaster Pro 2. God knows what happened to the Rodecaster 1. Who knows how it's being used? All I know is that I gave it to you to sell, and some dude bought it off me.
Not some dude.
It was TJ,
you know,
right?
You know who? T-White.
Ty Dolla Sign?
No.
Who?
No, he's supposed to start his own podcast. I have not heard an update yet.
Maybe he can't get the equipment to work.
Yeah. No, that worked. This is the new equipment that doesn't work.
Literally
20 minutes of waiting for Skiri to move levers and buttons. And then he says, all right, I got it. He finally gets it. He says, I memorized all the settings. I said, take a picture. No, I got it all memorized. Everyone else in the world takes a picture. Okay, I have to ask, what's that giant stack? Let me paint the picture.
Yeah, paint the picture.
Skiri's camera faces his dining area. Well,
it's
an area in the corner of his living room where he stuck a table.
It's called the dinette.
It's not a dinette. It's the butt end of your living room.
The area is called the dinette. Well, first of all, the area is the dining area, and that is a dinette is there. Four chairs and a round table.
They charged you money by calling it a dinette. It's a living room that was big enough to put a table in the corner. You're 5 feet from a chair in the living room and the rug in the living room.
That's where I eat my breakfast and my dinner.
Okay. You could eat in the bathroom. It doesn't make it a kitchen.
Well, my kitchen is for cooking. I can't fit a table in my kitchen.
Scary got suckered that he bought a one-bedroom apartment with a living room and a dinette. It's not a dinette, please. Okay. So there's a table behind him, which I've never seen him eat at. There's never food.
Right. Oh, you froze.
Never silverware. There's never a glass. He's very clean. He cleans up a lot. Scary keeps the house very clean. But I'm looking in the background, and there's a giant stack of papers, which is very unlike Scary to have. There's clutter, and he hates clutter.
I hate clutter.
I'm wondering what that stack is.
The only clutter in my entire apartment is that stack of paper.
Yeah.
It's just old bills, old documents, shit that needs to be shredded, essentially. And maybe a few things that I want to hold on to. But I've been procrastinating because I haven't had a chance to go through the damn pile. So I'm waiting for a rainy day for me to sit here and then shred every single, because I bought a paper shredder so I can shred all that stuff, the old bills. That's all. So I'm just waiting. Now, I it's an eyesore. It's an eyesore to me. It's an eyesore to you. But what the hell else am I going to do with it?
Well, why do you have it on the side of the table that's in the camera shot? Why don't you move it out of camera shot? You do a video podcast, speaking volumes, which, by the way, I guessed it on last episode, which just got posted, right?
Yeah.
On social media, you can see the link. Go on my social media, at David Brody, at Scary Jones, at Speaking Volumes, and you'll see video. I made a cameo on their podcast.
Yeah, Brody and I were getting ready for, we were supposed to do this podcast. We had an appointment. And although we don't do a video podcast, we still watch each other on video thanks to the upgrade of the software of the equipment.
Right.
So we get to see each other. However, I was using that video chat room to record my Speaking Volumes video podcast with Cher. And you came busting through. Now, I kind of knew you were coming because I said, let me in. I saw you knocking on the door of the meeting room. So I started to weave you into the fabric of what I was talking about behind Cher's back.
It was very funny. It was very funny. So go watch that after this because you've already listened to this, so that's fine.
But then you'll get a glimpse of how Brody and I see each other while we're recording the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Right. But more importantly, why is that stack of papers in the camera shot? Seems unprofessional.
Well, because we're not recording this for video because you already said that we're not recording and we're not releasing video for the Brooklyn Boys.
Right. Okay.
That stack is not in the shot for the Speaking Volumes podcast.
Oh, okay.
Are you taking a picture of it right now?
Yeah, I'm taking a picture of what we look like.
Let me smile at least, damn it.
I got to crop it.
Okay.
Jeez. Oh, you smiling? Smile again.
Hi.
There you go. Okay.
All right, cool. So anyway, but I'm in the dark. I'm not well lit right now because
No, you're not. You're not lit?
I'm not lit. I don't care about what I look like. I don't care about the lighting because we're not doing this. We're not releasing this for video. Now, I would like to put this on video. I'd like to put this out there for the slices.
But you look like crap. Your video is terrible. You have no lights on.
I mean, I could do that. I could put on the lights.
I can turn my light off. Look, I'm in the dark now too.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, fine. Whatever it is, my point is we're talking about a whole lot of nothing right now.
No, but right now you look like a mafia witness with the shadows over you on the talk show so no one can see you.
I look like the banker on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what you look like.
Yeah. Anyway, so that stack hopefully will be gone someday, but it's already been there for 2.5 years. So I can't promise that you're not going to see it next week. Anyway, it's only visible to you, not to the slices.
No, now it's going to be visible on my social media because I'm putting that shit up.
Oh, feel free.
How about that?
How about that? Anyway, I was trying desperately to get Tall Darren on the phone, but
he's fucked us again by being in another country.
You know, he lives in London. It's his 5-6 o'clock. Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. That's the end of that. I mean, he's not answering the phone. I even just texted with him again. I did a little WhatsApp. Hey, why do other countries favor WhatsApp? Do you know that only America and Americans have this love affair with the iMessage on iPhone? the blue,
I don't.
Blue bubbles. Well, you don't. You, first of all, are the minority in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Android? That's not true.
In this country. In other countries, there's really no such... In other countries, the iMessage is not really used. They use WhatsApp because it's a bunch of Android phones talking to each other. Are you Googling it? Brody has to be right. Here it comes.
No, I don't want to be right. Hold on. iPhones are 57% roughly. Android 42% roughly.
In America. In other countries.
Yeah, we're catching up, bitch.
In other countries, it's like 75% other and then 25% iPhone. So they use WhatsApp as their chat messaging, you know, whatever.
Well, they use that. There's another one. It's a purple logo. I forget what it's called.
Whatever it is. I don't know. Whatever.
Hoser, something with an ER at the end. Anyway, yeah. Asia has their own. Asia uses a different one. They use the Line app. Different countries use different apps like WhatsApp.
Right. Okay. But I prefer being blue. Da-ba-dee-da-ba-da. I like my iMessage. Right. So.
You know what? I think you guys get like bent out of shape over absolutely nothing. Yeah, your color's wrong. Your color. Oh, fucking. Then use regular text messaging.
So anyway, yes. You know, I wanted to, before I decided I wanted to get Darren on the phone, I have something else going on. You know, Uber ratings have been in the news because you now can get a breakdown of how many one-star reviews you had versus mm-hmm. two versus three.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Did
cool.
Did you know that?
Well, I told you my rating was like 4.9 or 4.8 and I was pissed.
Let's see now. How many one-star ratings David Brody has? Let's do that. Let's open up your Uber, okay?
I can't possibly have any one-star ratings.
Oh, no?
No, because I'm really and nice and I'm generous.
And for those who want to play along at home, here's how we do this, okay?
Okay, tell me, what am I looking for?
Okay.
Account?
You're going to go to account?
Yeah.
Settings, all right?
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Account, then settings.
Account. Looking for settings.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Then privacy. Click on privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Click on privacy center. All right.
Don't have that. Oh, there it is.
Yep. Then scroll, see summary. You want to see summary of your Uber travels, right? See summary.
I'm looking for see summary.
It should be right up at the front.
All products, rides, driving and delivering, Uber Eats.
But it's a gray button.
Oh, see summary. Yep. Got it.
And then scroll down, view my ratings. Scroll down. All right, everyone could do this.
View my orders, view my ratings. Boy, they bury this shit.
They really do, because they don't want you to know. But anyway, I would...
Rider ratings?
I would predict that you have no less than 10 1 stars. How many 1 star rides have you had, David Brody? By the way, this is...
Zero.
Based, get out.
Zero. I'll hold my
you
phone up.
You don't...
Hold on.
You don't... Well, you don't use Uber enough. How many trips have you taken?
Ever?
Yeah. Based on the last 500 trips.
You can't see it.
Whatever it is. I've taken 4,000 trips.
Can you see it?
Yeah. You have 22. Keep going all the way in. 4.87. By the way, I got you beat. I'm at 4.96.
I got a 2-star review from some prick. I would love to know who gave me 2 stars.
Someone gave you 2 stars.
One person gave me a 2-star review. Why in the world? What did I do to get a 2-star? And why would you give a 2-star? If you're pissed at someone, you give them 1-star. Why would I have gotten a 2-star? I'm so fucking mad right now.
So I've taken over 4,000 rides and I have.
And they don't tell you?
I have two. No, that doesn't get that granular. But anyway, I have 2 1-star reviews. Two. So, and I could pinpoint them to the times that my friend was in the back seat. Mouthing off, we had like 4 of us in there. The guy was unhappy. I'm like, and I could just tell. I'm like, this is going to be one of those days. And then the other time had to be on Halloween night when me and my girlfriend were coming back from my buddy's house, and she got so sick that she had to vomit. And we had to pull over to the side of the road. She opened the door, bleh, and then did it again. Like 2-3 times. Then we had a bag. I was holding a bag up to her face. So both times, it had to be other people that were fucking with me that made my rating go down. That's my 2 1-stars. Now, I also have a couple of 2-star, a couple of 3-star reviews. I think it was because back during post-COVID, like right up against the post-COVID times when they allowed you to take your mask off, I was very brazen and I said, fuck it, I'm not wearing a mask because I never wanted to wear one to begin with. So I
gave you 1 star.
I think, well, the guys, the Uber drivers were wearing masks. Masks were optional for passengers. And I think that they punished me by giving me 3-star reviews.
Yeah, I give you 1.
Either way, I got a 4.96 overall.
All right.
Because I've taken all those rides.
Well, I need to take more rides. I have a 4.87. I need to get that up. I'm still pissed about that fucking idiot on eBay who ruined my fucking... I'm still fighting with eBay over that.
Still?
Yeah.
Brody.
Yeah, because...
You gotta let it go.
I can't let it... No!
Let
no,
it go. I'm not,
no. No,
let
never.
Let it go. You'll be a happier person. I think you'll live longer, too. I think...
Why would I want to live longer for my with all this grief and shit?
I'm just saying, you know, you'll have maybe your blood pressure will benefit from this.
All right. As soon as they raise my rating back up to 100, I'll be fine.
Listen,
until then, I'm going to keep hacking them.
Happens to
keep
the best
bothering
of
them,
us.
Calling them.
Hey, why are you wearing orange sunglasses for? Or orange? Are those bifocals? What the hell is that?
No.
Brody is wearing legitimately like orange, blood orange glasses.
No, it's Mets orange.
Mets orange. Frames. Are those Mets glasses? Yes.
No. They're just orange frame glasses that match the Brooklyn Boys logo behind me.
They look great for Halloween.
No, I only put them on because the font was small on something I was trying to read to you. I don't wear glasses. Yeah,
but why would you choose them to begin with? Like, why would you buy orange glasses?
I don't know if I bought these. Oh, I know. It was
a sale?
No, it was a multi-pack. It was on sale.
It was free dessert.
It was a multi-pack on Amazon. I bought like a 4-pack, and I wanted to get the blue and black ones, and one of them they said was red, and it's not red, it's orange.
Wait, what kind of scamboni is that? Why would you need a multi-pack?
Well, I needed to buy a few readers for when the font.
Stop working? I don't get it. Why do you need 4 pairs of the glasses that do the same thing?
Okay, for anyone who wears readers or any kind of glasses, or like temporarily, not permanently, because I picked them up and I put them on to read like small font on our benefits card for work. The numbers are ridiculously small. Anyway, you put them in each room, Scary, so that when you need them, you're like, oh, there they are. And they break. So if one breaks, I have another pair. Okay. But I have one in my bedroom, one in the office here where I do the podcasting, and one in the living room.
Okay.
When you have to put glasses on, America, occasionally to read small font, you need to put readers on. So they're like, I don't know, 1.5
magnification. I would think you'd only need 1 pair. That you don't
Scary,
need. Four,
I have a
5-bedroom
house. If I need to read something, I'm going to go running around the house looking for the 1 pair of glasses. Does that make any sense to you?
I guess it doesn't. All right.
Oh, I'm sitting watching television. I need to grab my readers.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, they're upstairs.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you have more than 1 toothbrush? So from when you travel, it's already packed up for you?
Do I need to wear a toothbrush at the spur of the moment while I'm watching television?
No, but I'm just saying, like, I have two toothbrushes. I have a travel one.
I have a travel one.
You don't just pack your toothbrush and say, I'm moving this around. So I'm just, by the same logic, I'm actually supporting you on this now.
I actually have 3 toothbrushes. If you want to get technical.
Okay. What's the third one for?
Well, I have 1 for travel, and I don't want to sound like a dick, but I have a master bedroom, right, where I have my toothbrush, and then I have a toothbrush in the bathroom outside in the hallway where when I used to get up for work, I would get dressed in the morning there, so I would brush my teeth during the week in that bathroom and on the weekends in the master bath. So I have...
Fair enough.
It's not fancy. It's just a bathroom in the bedroom.
It's not fancy.
I have three, right.
We're not talking about cars. Talking about toothbrushes.
But again, toothbrushes aren't spur of the moment. Like, oh, I have a pair of readers in my car. Because if I don't want to drive home to go get them, if I need my glasses.
Okay.
If I had a pair of prescription glasses, you'd wear them on your face all the time, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't need that many pairs of glasses. You'd have a backup in case the first pair breaks.
You should
always have at least 2.
Okay. You don't have to get belligerent about it.
No, fuck you. I don't like being questioned.
The Broken Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right. I want to question you, though.
What?
You and Gandhi from the morning show both put up video. Well, you put it up and Gandhi reposted it. I guess you were driving her home. I'm going to put this on social media at some point this week. You were in, I guess, the garage where you park at work. I don't recognize it. So yes. I guess it's where you were. And you were next to a black nicer car. Nicer car.
It was a really, you could just say what it was. It was a Lambo.
Black Lamborghini. I have to assume it's someone who works with you who has a microphone. You know, somebody in one of the radio stations. It's not Elvis. He doesn't have a Lambo.
No.
But it's somebody's nice car, okay? And you can't open your door because you're too close to the Lambo. And you posted, you can go at Scary Jones. The story's probably gone. Scary, you should repost that. And he's complaining that this guy parked too close to Scary's car. Right? Is that your argument?
When you park... you know, perpendicular. When you park like a Target parking lot, for instance.
Yeah, everyone knows.
Okay, you're next to you park next to each other. You need space to get in your car.
100%.
Yeah. So this really much nicer and probably four times the cost of my car.
At least, yeah.
This is an amazing looking car. Sick.
It is. Ride. You'll see part of it when I post this on social.
That car. Was very close. Now, that car was not there when I left my car. But when I came back to my car, it was sitting there. So I'm like, why would somebody park so close to my door knowing that I'm going to have to get in some... I'm not going to even have any room to get in to my door. So I have to slide... I have to squeeze in. I had the tiniest crack when I opened the door.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
When I opened the door... causes me pooping problems. The tiniest crack. When I go to open my door, I literally had to like kind of slither in and hold the door.
Harry Potter? So
it doesn't hold.
You're Slytherin? You don't get that.
I do. The house is Slytherin. I get it.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
But I had to hold on to the door handle from the inside and pull it toward me. Because I'm trying to wedge my way to sit down in my seat sideways. Because if I go any further, I'm right. dinging that guy's door. I'm dinging his right. passenger
now,
side.
Can we agree that fourth quarter Scary would have had to walk home?
It would have been over.
You would not have been able to get
in that
car. I would
have had to get in from the other side and crawl over the dashboard or something.
Fourth quarter Scary could not do that.
Yeah.
All right. So first of all, I'm looking at the picture. You backed into the spot, which you know I hate. Second of all, I don't know how
Backing into spots either. And keep in mind, that spot I have to back into because that's a parking garage. It's an active parking garage, and they want you to back into that spot. So
okay. So they don't have valet parking like we had at the old place downtown?
They do.
But you didn't want them to park your car?
On this given day, I parked.
Okay. So you don't know for a fact whether or not the garage parked that Lambo or you know, the guy who owns it parked it.
I would imagine.
Because if I know who it is, if I think who it is, they dropped that car off and had some peon park it for them.
Probably. And because right? of that, and I don't think anyone who, in their right mind, who owns a car that expensive
would risk getting it scratched.
So they, yeah. So I was really shocked. I was shocked to see a car so nice, so close to my car. I'm like, whoa, right. this is
so
dangerous.
Fresh and so clean.
Because some people wouldn't give a fuck. You know,
right.
but maybe
well,
he thought
a Lambo, I guess you could just get it, you know, a new one.
Or maybe he thought, scratched. Maybe he thought, hey, look.
Or she.
Maybe he or
probably
she.
Probably he. Maybe, based on who maybe he thinks he or owns
he
or, the car.
Maybe he or she thought that,
you
well,
have,
well
you
there's
have car
a nice
envy?
Thing.
Do you have car envy?
You're very funny. Maybe he or she thought that this car next to me is so damn nice. It's a convertible BMW that maybe they will take great care and pride in opening their door.
Sure.
And they'll be extra careful because if it was a 1984 shitbox Royale, maybe they would park further away.
Yeah.
Because this way, because they know that that person wouldn't give a fuck when they're opening their door.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like they know that the owner of the Beamer will take great care in opening their door because they don't want to get their car scratched as much as
I
this
have a
person.
Question.
But yeah.
When you're at the mall, you're at Target, and you see a guy, he's parked badly, right? How do you know he parked badly? You look at the car. What do you look at on the ground?
I look to see if it's crooked, and I look to see if they're over the line.
Over the line, right. Because the line is, it helps you decide where you should park, right?
Of course.
So if someone's over the line,
parking 101.
They're the one who's not right if you're over the line.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you guys look at the picture that I'll post on Instagram, you will see clearly that the Lambo is about a foot from the yellow line and Scary's car is about an inch from the yellow line. Therefore, Scary, it's your fucking fault.
No, it's
for
not.
Parking too close
no,
to the yellow not. Line. You parked too close. He's parked perfectly centered in the spot. You are almost on the yellow line. Therefore, it's your fault. Mic drop.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not my fault. I'm not over the line.
You're on the line and he's not. You're closer to the line. Therefore, it's your fault. Repeat after me. It's my fucking fault.
Okay, but here's the problem. Here's the getting out
you don't
of the car.
Be wrong.
Getting
That's
out of the car
problem.
This morning. Andrew and Sam both had to get out of the car on the passenger side. And the car to my right was parked close to the line. So I'm like, wait, you're gonna scratch my car. So I had to give them more room on their side.
So it's your fault.
But I had to give them more room on their side because the guy, that guy was over the line to my right.
Okay, so you willingly parked too close to the yellow line. You know what you could have done? You let them get out and then you pull into the spot. Or you pull back out when you realize there's no room. Hey guys, get out so I can pull in. That's how people do it. That's how good old Americans do it.
Wow.
So you let the guy on your right dictate your ass being more to the line. So it's your fault you couldn't get in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, it's that guy's fault. But then you compounded it. Are you looking at the picture?
Yeah.
You're looking at your phone. You're looking at the picture?
I'm looking, yeah.
Look how close you are to the yellow line.
Shut up, you dick.
See?
You're a dick.
You posted that like, ha-ha, look at me, I was wronged. No. You were wrong.
Shit.
And if I'm that black car owner, I'm checking for scratches because I'm looking at that picture and maybe it's the angle, but it looks like your door is resting on his rear fender. That's a $40,000 fender for that fender.
You're something else.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah, you really are.
No one else would have caught you, but I caught you.
You are a piece of shit.
Scary was wrong.
I'm not wrong. No, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong. You parked on the line and then complained about the guy next to you who's parked perfectly.
You could. No, but I'm not over the line, which makes me not wrong.
It makes you partially wrong. Two stars. Two star review.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I have some money questions for you.
Okay.
And I think you more than anyone could help me with them.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to give you two quick stories and then I need your advice. So you sent me a video of the most annoying female voice on TikTok reviewing her favorite delis, right? Jewish delis.
Yes. Oh my God. Are we going to play this audio?
Yeah. You want to play? I'll hold it up. I'll get the audio. But she's the most fucking annoying with the most annoying phrasing.
I'm going to play it through my phone. I'm going to play it through my phone. I
want to. She's trying so hard. And by the way, you're going to hear her say melty cheese. Can we get rid of the melty cheese and the succulent shrimp thing? All cheese melts.
She's got no adjectives in her vocabulary.
Oh, it's melty cheese.
She knows the words sweet. She knows the words right. You'll hear a pattern developing.
I got it. When you see a commercial and they tell you like Taco Bell, the melty cheese, if you can't say anything more definitive and delicious about cheese,
you shouldn't be
then in fact it melts. Right. That's like melty ice. Oh, look at the ice. It's melty.
And guess what?
Cheese melts.
If you're a real food blogger and you're professional, you should have a little bit more of an arsenal in your vocabulary.
And there's one sentence she uses. I wanted to reach through the phone and strangle her. You'll hear it, and I'll make a reference afterwards. But, so let's play that. And one of the sandwiches she talks about, I think, is Katz's Deli, maybe. It's a $29 pastrami sandwich or a corned beef sandwich, whatever. And all the comments on this video are people, I'm going to educate you guys afterwards, who don't understand what Jewish food means. But go ahead, play this awful girl.
Jewish delis for a full day in New York City.
We started at one of the oldest and most famous delis in the city. I got this massive Reuben that came with this thick, creamy Thousand Island dressing and the melty cheese with a super thin, savory corned beef. And then the rye was really buttery and crunchy. And the sauerkraut was so
bread
tangy.
Isn't buttery.
And of course, I had to get a bagel with lox. I tried it without the other toppings just to see what it tasted like. And the smoked salmon literally melted in my mouth. It was so buttery. And the cream cheese was thick. Yeah, and the guy said their fries were incredible. They gave me so many. And they were actually really flavorful, super well seasoned, and piping hot. They also make all of their cheesecake in house. Look at how massive this piece was. Literally so creamy and smooth.
Creamy.
And the crust was buttery. Mm. I was full after
buttery.
Two bites.
But everything's buttery.
But for dinner, we still had to hit up the famous Katz Deli. So they give you a ticket when you come in.
Katz's.
Don't lose the ticket. Then you stand in line for a cutter who gives you a little taste test. And I ordered my pastrami juicy, which means it's extra fatty. Then they bring you all your food. And don't forget to bring a cash tip, okay? And then look at how gorgeous and rich and juicy and tender this meat was.
Juicy.
Oh my god, and the mustard is super sharp. It's all so savory.
And
I also got their half sour pickles, which are still crunchy but also really tangy. And then you gotta get the hot dog with mustard and sauerkraut. And Chris said the snappiest hot dog he ever had. It literally like popped in your mouth. And the matzo ball soup
literally
was legitimately
like
so soft it melted in my mouth. Super salty and juicy.
Salty and juicy and it's buttery.
Okay.
By the way, I've never wanted to cold cock someone more in the face.
Oh my god! Okay,
than this woman
all,
right here. No,
you
by
can't
the way,
literally like.
I would
you
never
can't literally like.
I would never raise my hands to a woman. Okay, I meant that euphemistically. But
yeah.
Man, oh man, she's got the most annoying fucking voice on social media, Brody.
It
takes a
like
lot.
Popped.
It takes
either
a lot.
Literally popped or it like popped. It can't literally and like.
There's
popped.
Another one. There's another woman on social media who's a second place, close second. But the way she talks like this and everything is like this and oh my God.
First of all,
everything is like
buttery
and it's like juicy. But hold on. But wait, it gets better, Brody, because if you go to her page, and I have.
Well, I can't.
And you watch her videos.
Yeah.
Everything is buttery. Everything is juicy. And everything, she talks like this. Let me just play a couple
savory.
More of these.
I ate my first time at Zaxby's. This kickin' chicken sandwich looks fire. Look at how crispy and buttery the Texas toast
buttery.
Was.
Just
also,
buttery.
I added extra tongue torch sauce and ranch, so it was like super saucy. And the chicken was definitely crispy and super tender. Not quite as
super
juicy as Cane's, but Zaxby's
juicy.
Toast was way better in my opinion. I added extra seasoning to the fries, so they had a lot more flavor. They weren't very crispy, but the Zaxby's sauce was fire.
Yeah,
super tangy and creamy and peppery.
And she's repeating adjectives in the same post.
Yeah, everything's
she
fire.
Says,
everything's
she said,
super
she says the same five words 11 times.
Everything I ate, letting my followers decide everything I do on my last day in New York. A lot of you guys said to go to
New York?
High Line, which is a free public park built on an old abandoned subway track, and it's lined with public artwork like the
track.
Scary spinning black tornado that weirds me out for some reason. But my favorite thing to do is fantasize about living in these big bubble apartments and just people watching all day. Anyway, the most requested thing to do was see a Broadway show, and I heard so many good things about Shuck.
The
most
requested thing?
The puns were
out
of control, and the voices had me deceased. Like, so much talent. I also
the voices
got some-
had her deceased.
They have me deceased. And shucked. Oh my God, I'm deceased.
She's deceased.
Letting the chef decide everything I eat in New York. This is Chef David Jew. I am obsessed with him. He's so sweet. He
David Jew, that's you.
Yeah.
David Jew.
Decide everything I eat in New York. This is Chef David Jew. I am obsessed with him. He's so sweet. He just started ordering us a bunch of dishes. He said his favorite was the Korean style chicken and waffle, and the sauce
how
was
many
insane.
Things,
it was
how,
so
how many things are
going to
be buttery?
Spicy, and then the waffle had cheddar cheese
buttery?
Mixed in that
juicy?
Added so much flavor.
Juicy?
He also said we had to try the Benedict Royale, which had these big chunks of tender lobster and truffle hollandaise. It was super buttery, like really rich. But
buttery!
Hella French toast was my favorite. It had these
the
caramelized
the hell up. She
on
called
top, and then the toast was pan fried. It was so crispy, crunchy, and the hazelnut sauce was so thick and so chocolatey. Oh my God. And then the pastry chef came out and he was so sweet too. He brought us this orange, but it wasn't an orange. It was actually this creamy passion fruit dessert that
creamy?
Was covered in crunchy white chocolate and filled with this sweet poached.
Oh okay.
God, I hate her.
Me too. Seriously.
For a full day in New York, I put out a poll on IG and a lot of people said Chinatown, but specifically Xi'an, leaning at viral food spots for a full day in
viral
New York
food
City.
Spots.
I've been seeing this Taiwanese fried chicken spot all over my For You page. They have these massive chicken cutlets and boba where the lid is a
only eating at pop.
Eating at bakeries for a full day in New York City. First up, we went to Supermoon Bakehouse. I literally bought one of like everything. I couldn't resist. They have a Ferrero Rocher cruffin that's filled with this silky hazelnut cream and crunchy hazelnuts. and buttery. The cruffin is super flaky.
They also have a peaches and cream cruffin with homemade peach jam.
It's always super, Brody.
Fluffy. And look super. At how gorgeous this blueberry croissant was. It was filled with this smooth blueberry curd that was so tangy. And then this croissant was filled with matcha almond cream that was almost savory. Oh. And it had this fluffy buttercream on.
Savory, buttery, spicy, okay, juicy. Well,
give out her account so people can go, you know, hate it.
2 million followers on TikTok. 375.
What do we know then?
375,000 on Instagram. Okay.
Okay.
She's doing I'll say this. She's doing something right. She's got to be doing something right, right? Because she's got a huge following. But I just can't believe people watch and listen to that schlock.
She's very good at the video, I have to say. She's awesome. Making everything look great.
She stitches it together properly. She's great.
Just her facts are off. Great. She doesn't editor. Know what things are called.
It's the High Line is not a subway. Subways go underground.
Well, no. There are subways in New York that are above ground, but the High Line was a freight train line. It used to go through building lobbies.
And it was elevated the whole way. Anyway,
yeah.
The thing is, the food descriptions.
Yeah. Also, when you go into Katz's Deli,
buttery.
They don't give you a slice of pastrami or whatever. It's not a taste test. It's a sample.
You're
right. A taste test is like when you compare two things and you want to see which is better.
Right.
Like, oh, they gave me a taste test. It's not a test. You fucking eat it and you love it.
Hold on. In her defense on this one, you're basically she's literally saying what it is. It is. Here's a taste test to test it to see how.
No,
it is.
When you go for an ice cream, store,
she's
you're
testing
like, Can I get
it to see if she likes it.
Yeah, you ask for it. It's not a test. It's not a taste test.
You're saying a taste test has to be a comparison at all times.
When you use the phrase "I'm going to do a taste test," it's like I'm comparing Coke and Pepsi. You're not testing it against anything. I took a sample. But you can test
something to see if it's good or rancid. You can test it against itself.
Yeah, but that's not what a taste test is. Everybody on the comment section who aren't Jewish are all commenting, I thought if it's kosher, you can't have cheese on your meat. Jewish food doesn't mean kosher food. I just want to lay that out. Go Google the difference. Everybody on there is wrong. And they're like, and one person's like, oh, Thousand Island dressing. That's what they call Russian dressing in Jersey. But in New York, it's Russian dressing. No, Russian dressing and Thousand Island dressing are two different dressings.
That is correct. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, dude, you're not going to get smart reading comment sections of any thread.
I know. Okay. Right. So my next thing for expense. Oh, okay. So the pastrami or the corned beef, whatever she was talking about, is like $29. And she says, make sure you leave a cash tip because you can't put a tip on the credit card. Okay. So this one guy in the comment section says, fuck that. I only bring enough money for the food. I pay for the food. I don't have to pay the servers. If I don't have cash, I'm not giving them a tip. If I don't have enough money to cover it.
So that's a douchebag right there.
Yeah. So people were saying to him, hey, you're not paying for the service. You're paying for the food. You tip for the service. And he's like, well, don't tell me if I can't afford the tip, I shouldn't go out to eat. That's exactly correct. If you're not factoring in the cost of a tip on purpose, like if you accidentally don't have enough money, I get it. But if you go to a place that sells $29 pastrami sandwiches and you take that out on a waitress because you only brought $30, that's not cool. So
of course not.
Factor it in. Once again,
Brody, you're talking about the trolls on threads, on comment threads. These people aren't the brightest. Some
restaurants could pay their staff $15, $20 an hour, but then they're going to raise the price of the food. So they leave the tip part. And by the way, as we know, tips does not stand for to ensure proper service. Does not mean that. But you should tip when somebody gives you great service and tip more when they give you even better service. Unless they give you a 2 Uber rating, then go fuck themselves. Now, Scary, I went to a restaurant with my wife on Saturday night. We went to see a show. And we went to a restaurant called Cucina 8.5. Have you ever been there?
No. Never been.
It's on 57th Street. Excellent food. Very well reviewed.
Okay.
And they make the Caesar salad table side, which was fantastic. Great Caesar salad. And one of the things they make is a table side chicken parm. They do something to its table side. But I read a couple of reviews, and I know it's my fault. I read some reviews that said, don't eat the chicken parm. It's terrible there. Yeah. Everything else is great. Now, you know me. I always order the chicken parm.
Always.
Well, I didn't order the chicken parm. I ordered a pasta dish in a white wine oil with sausage. And it was
Wow. It's very unlike
you. It was like lamb. It was lamb and sun-dried tomatoes.
You feeling okay, Brody?
There was no. I took the kale out. It came with kale. I was like, no kale.
Wow.
So they
surprised you even went in that direction to begin with.
Well, my wife had lemonetti or something. It was like lemon cheese spaghetti. It was like a white wine lemon sauce with cheese spaghetti. It was fantastic. Fantastic. Last night, my wife sends me an Instagram, right? And it says, the best chicken parm I've had in New York. And it's five places. And I had not been to any of them except the fifth one, which was Cucina 8.5. This place was raving. This account was raving about Cucina 8.5. So I did some more digging, and apparently the chicken parm is fantastic there. Now I have to go back. But I want to ask you a question, Scary.
Yes.
How much do you think the chicken parm was at this upscale restaurant on 57th Street? When normal chicken parm is like $18, $21.
Oh, no. The second you say table side, that just triples the price immediately. I'm going to go with $61.
Oh, no. Although this place had a steak, Scary, which I think that's where you're going to take me when you buy me my steak dinner.
Okay.
It was $115 steak for one.
$61?
No, it's 37 for the parm.
37? I was going to say.
That's high.
It is high. It's actually, if you're in Midtown Manhattan and you're getting a tableside, that's probably around the same. That would be a bargain.
Well, but it's still high for me.
Well, it's high for you, but everything's relative, right?
Yeah, all my relatives would think it was high.
You want to eat in the suburbs, have a party, Brody. But you're in the center of Manhattan, where the rent for that space is through the roof. So they got to cover their own rent, pay their workers, keep the lights on. Mm-hmm. They got to, you know, charge a high amount. But that's cheap, by the way. I would never. To me, I've seen places that do that same dish. Table. Once again, you say the word table side. Mm-hmm. You've now doubled or tripled the price.
Because they
have to do a little magic show for you right there. Right. It's like, ooh, it's like you're 100%. getting
entertainment. When the guy was done, he did the clap and the hands out.
Yeah.
Like there's a dealer in Vegas or Atlantic City.
Yeah, it's like entertainment. So
right, when they make the guac table side, yeah.
I would say that's a $45, $50 dish, but I was going high.
I have to go back for it. My wife was like, we have to go back now.
$37. So I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we went to a bar afterwards, right? We went for a drink for after the show.
You don't drink?
My wife likes a drink every once in a while. She drinks. I don't.
Oh, you drink.
So we went to a bar.
Brody had a Bailey's on the rocks.
No, I didn't have a Bailey's, but I like Kahlua and Irish cream.
I know. You like those milky things.
Yeah. Hey, be careful there. So we went to a bar. My wife got a beer. On tap. So the guy just, you know, takes the tap and goes, and they hands you the beer. You got some kind of Kentucky seasonal, it was good, whatever it was. And I ordered a Corona, right? So the total was $16 for the two drinks. The Corona was in a can. He went and gave me the can. Okay. Yeah. So he's going whoosh with the thing and with the can. And that's it. That's all he did. Right. So I tell him, settle up, I'm done. And it's $16. I put a 20 down on the bar, and my wife says, are you ready to go? I said, no, I'm going to wait for change.
Change?
Yeah.
Wow.
Go ahead. Why? What are your thoughts?
How much is the drink?
Again. Okay. The drink is
16?
Beer.
Okay.
16 for the two drinks. 16? Beer, whoosh, you know, on tap.
16. And then $8 and $8?
$16.
$8 and $8? $16.
No, it was not.
Whatever it was.
No. It was 9 and 7, I guess.
16.
Corona was 7.
9 and 7, mm-hmm. $16?
Yep.
You want to throw about a 20% tip down? Be nice about it? Fucking leave the 20, walk out. I agree with your wife. What are you waiting for change for?
So they can give you a dollar back? Opening a can of beer. $2 on opening a can of beer.
You are a cheap motherfucker.
No, I'm asking.
$2. You wanted to leave. You wanted $2 back.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And you wonder why we never hang out. You're
That's
crazy.
Not why we don't hang out. There's lots of reasons we don't hang out.
Because the guy's probably cursing you under his breath like this motherfucker.
No, I gave him the 20. My wife and I left. We left the 20.
Good.
We left the 20.
But you didn't want to leave a 20. You wanted $2 back.
I thought about it, yeah.
Why?
Well, let me ask you a question. If you had a five, if you had three fives and four singles.
Oh, God.
If you had three fives and five singles, right?
Yeah.
Would you have left 19?
Wait, if I had three fives.
If you had three fives.
And five singles?
And five singles. You had $20, but it was broken up. Well, you could have left 19. Would you have left 19?
Oh, you mean I had it already in my pocket. I had the option.
Right. Would you have left 19
no
on
way.
16?
No way. I still give the 20. Because I would always leave 20 on 16. I always leave a $4 tip. Because to me, that's 20%.
20% is $19.20.
Okay, you're going to quibble over 80 cents?
I'm just asking if you're telling me to leave the 20.
No, but it sounds to me like if you had the convenience of having your own change in your pocket, you would voluntarily leave $18 and walk out, or 19.
Oh, I would never not. No. Okay, let me ask you this. What if the bill was 17? Would you put a 20 down and walked out?
Same. I would say same.
Okay, so you would have given a $3 tip.
If I didn't have another dollar in my pocket. Yeah,
because
I'm not.
It's okay then.
Because I'm not going to break another 20 at that point.
So he's paying the price for your lack of change. I just want to get this straight.
Yeah. Yeah. $20. Okay. Hold on a second. It was $17.
Yeah, let's say it was 17 and you had a 20.
Oh, no. I'd have to go digging for another dollar at least.
You would. You'd ask for change of a 20 to give him another dollar.
Fuck.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You'd give him three and be like, I gave him 20, told him to keep it. So I'm being punished for not having a $19 bill.
It's a tough spot. It's a tough spot.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wanted to give two or three. I had to give four because I had 20.
If I'm giving 100... Okay, check this. If dinner comes to $70...
Mm-hmm.
$70.
Mm-hmm.
You have a $100 bill.
That's an $84, $85 total with tip, 20%. If you're saying the tax and everything was 70,
all together,
whatever.
Tax, all in.
Yeah, so maybe 80 bucks
all in. $80.
$80, you give $16, $96. Okay, you give the on a $100 meal. Okay.
If everything all in was $80 with the tax, mm-hmm. you give a $100 bill. You're looking for change?
Yeah. No.
Okay, so that's the same ratio.
No, it's not because you can factor in a couple extra cents for each meal. So I'll give him 50 cents more on the drinks.
And now that's technically more than a 20% tip because
I give more than a 20% tip. I always give 20. When
you weren't
going to
do that at the bar when you wanted $2 back from a 20 when the bill was 16.
Okay, let me refresh. Let me remind you. I give a 20% tip on food when they order it, bring it, bring me drinks, bring me refills, bring me dessert.
All right.
Tell me the entrees and specials.
Different.
No, this guy, all he did was open a can and tap a beer.
All right.
That's it.
Bar tab was $80. You're drinking with your friends, whatever, is hanging out, whatever.
Okay, now bar tab is $80.
No, bar tab, $80. You have 100. You give him 100. You want change back from the 100?
I'll tell you why that's different. Because now you're talking about an extra 10, 20 cents. No, because you're talking about an extra 10 or 20 cents on each drink. It added up to the extra money. I'm talking about giving a guy $2 to $3 on opening a can of Corona. There's no effort there. What did he do for me?
But then again, what's $2 or $3? What's the difference between it's a dollar. It's a dollar
okay,
difference.
Okay, so here's where I need you. Now, here's the follow-up to this story.
No,
it's good. We walk to the garage where the car is parked. And I always give the guys who park the or the women. It's never a woman, but the guys who park the car. Why aren't there more women valets? I wonder. Anyway, so the guy brings my car, and I give him $2.
Ooh!
Because what?
How much is the parking?
$22.
That's a $5 tip. It's $5.
Nobody gives $5 to the guy who brings your car.
I do.
All he did was drive the car. Well, you have and then they park the car too close to your door. You can't open it. Anyway,
$5.
The point was I gave him a $2 tip, which I gave it to him after he got out of the car. Okay. And listen to me. He got out of the car. I was like, here you go, buddy. Here's $2. I see people give a dollar. Okay. I gave $2 on the parking.
Cheap. People are cheap.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I get in the car and short man moved my seat all the way up and I banged my head and my knees on the steering wheel and I felt I shouldn't have given him $2 at all. You know, a valet parker should move the seat back, shouldn't he? Even if it's not actual like where it was, Well, tell me. Oh, I moved the seat.
I would rather them adjust the seat and the mirrors so they don't scratch or dent my fucking
car. Right, but when he gets out of the car, shouldn't he move the seat back or at least tell you?
How the hell does he remember where it was?
He knows he's short. He knows he moved the seat up. He's short. He's a little guy. Little guy. The guy was like 5'1". No offense. If you're 5'1 listening, I'm not saying you're short. This guy was short for 5'1". I'm sure you're a tall 5'1". This guy was tiny. He moved the seat up.
All right.
Boom. I wanted my $2 back and give it to the bartender.
You are something else, man.
I'm generous with wait staff. I am.
Yeah, but bar staff, you're like pretty much saying go fuck yourself. You're like, oh,
let me ask you Let me ask you one more question before you hit the jingle. If you buy a glass of beer and it's an import, right? And it's $12, do you give the same tip as if he makes a Long Island iced tea with six liquors in it for the same price?
Yeah. Because it's 20% is 20%.
It needed no work.
I rest my
case. He opened a can of Corona.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, I got to call my boy Anthony Falco. I got to get him on the podcast right now. Is that cool?
Yeah, it's fine. As long as he's available. Every time you call people, they're not available.
Well, I'm hoping that he's going to be available. He's always available. He's retired. Whereas he's probably on his second lunch by now. Hello?
Oh, nice.
Hey.
What's up, Scare?
Hey, Falco! How you doing, buddy?
What's up, my man? What are you doing?
Well, we're on the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Feel free to curse. We could say that because we're no problem. No filters here. That's David Brody.
I got a feeling someone named Anthony Falco is going to curse. Yeah. It's a gut feeling.
Listen, there's been a lot of talk about Uber ratings in the news. Uber, you know, here's the thing about Uber. You can now see and dissect how many one-star ratings you have, how many two, three, four, five. So it became a big deal on our morning show this morning talking about all this. And now Brody and I are going through our Uber ratings and see how many one-star rides we've had. But I'm saying, you know what? We're lucky enough to be using the Uber app. Some people have been banned for life, like my boy Anthony Falco.
What does the person have to do to get banned from a company whose job it is to make money?
Well, like, you know what he has to do?
Nothing to do with, Falco. All kinds of degenerates, drunks, drug addicts, high, stoned, who need a lift home, get an Uber, harass the drivers. Maybe during the pandemic, don't wear their mask like Scary did.
Right.
They don't get banned. But how does that happen?
And he got banned for being a nice guy. Falco, I just want you to talk to Brody about this and figure out maybe how we can get your account back, because you're an innocent man.
Billy Joel.
All I did, I'm telling you, I saw this one guy who was from the UK, and mm-hmm. I had known guys that I graduated with from high school, and I saw them, and they were out, and this guy was with them. They all left, and apparently he got stranded there, and his phone wasn't working, and he needed a lift. You know, I got him an Uber, and apparently he ended up getting to some kind of altercation with the Uber driver, and I got suspended. They tried to call me once. They left me a message. I called several times, and nobody will speak to me. But I never had an issue. I always had great ratings. Never had a problem. But nobody will talk to me. And I haven't had an Uber account in a year and a half. And I absolutely did that. I did nothing wrong except trying to help somebody out. And I can't get anybody to speak to me because I can tell my story.
A friend. Yep. A friend of a friend. This dude, and it was a dude from the UK, decides that he's going to get drunk and choke the driver out.
Oh,
Anthony's dime.
You can't trust the British.
I don't know exactly if that's what happened. I'm not sure what went on. I went out there to talk. They told me there's a problem. I went out to talk to the Uber driver. He was just screaming. He was broken English, and I tried to help him out in any way he could, and he just got frustrated and he left.
The guy choked the driver while he was still in front of your house?
No, they weren't in front of my house. They were by a place on 14th Street. So I really don't know if that's exactly. I don't know if they
drove off, did the driver come back to tell you the story? How did that happen?
No, the driver did. Yeah, I was speaking to the driver. And I was trying to help him out, ask him if he wanted me to call police. What do you want to do? Like, what exactly happened? He was just screaming. And he goes, I'll just get that guy home. And then he left. And that was it. He didn't want to speak to me.
And Falco never spoke to the dude again either. Falco never got to speak to this dude. It's like a double blind situation.
I got another car. And this time I got in the car and went to the destination to make sure nothing happened. Yeah. And got the guy out of the car and then went home myself.
But can you imagine? This Falco's trying to do a good deed for a guy that he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, he's banned for life from Uber. Fucked up.
I just want to speak to him. That's all I can speak to him.
And we can't get in touch with Uber because of it. Like.
Now, did you give the guy a good rating and a tip so he wouldn't fuck you over?
That's right. You're in control still of the.
You know what? I don't even know if it got canceled and it even came to that. Or what went on? I always give them good rating. I mean, I've never had an issue with any of them. But I don't even remember. I think he just like canceled the ride, and like that was the end of it. I don't even think it came up for me to get a rating or anything like that, because he never left from where he was picking the guy up on 14th Street.
Oh, he never left.
It happened right
so
there.
The, so the guy started choking him right away.
We don't know that. We're assuming the worst happened because somehow the driver complained to Uber, the app, and the next thing you know. Falco's finished.
I don't understand why. I mean, I guess they're blaming you for putting a degenerate in the car. But
yeah, I guess so. But I didn't even know I was doing the right thing. I have no idea what transpired between two of them. How anything happened? But I tried. I got called. I was in the shower. I came out. I called Uber back, and I got a voicemail. I left a message. All my information. I did it. I tried for several weeks, and then just nothing.
Yeah, you can't put your reputation in the hands of someone you don't know. I mean, obviously it's hindsight, but when there's a review process, if you want to put him in a cab, put him in a cab, right? Because the cab guy can't do anything to you. But when there's a review, this had getting fucked written all over it before you put him in there. Because the guy was probably like, you're driving on the wrong side of the road, mate. Because he's British. And they tried to choke him.
I felt bad. The guy wasn't from here. I didn't want to leave him stranded. I didn't know him. And he was acting fine. He was acting fine the whole time. I don't know what the hell went on once he got outside. I don't know what went on.
The Uber strangler. That'll be the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, he's Uber strangler.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, do you know your Uber rating? Do you know your rating?
I always had a top rating. I couldn't tell you what happens to it now when this happens to you. Maybe you could do 1,000 for years, not one problem, and then all of a sudden it's one thing, and they just ban you like that without even speaking to you. It blows my mind. I don't know if your rating goes straight down or what happens.
Can you open the app still, or you can't, or like what's going on? You can't even open it.
No, you can't. It would be like somebody just starting it. It would be somebody just like starting an app like this. Nothing to it. You just get the one screen and that's it. It doesn't work.
And you've tried petitioning, calling them, you've tried everything to get back.
I have no number to even call. I have the guy's name that works for the security that told me to call him, and it's his direct line, but I leave messages and he never returns my call.
I feel like you were unjustly banned. We got to get you back. I mean, no offense to Lyft, but Lyft is a secondary. Lyft is like an afterthought.
Why is Lyft an afterthought? It's the same drivers. They switched the sign on the dashboard.
I don't know.
I
think Uber, the app itself, is more dependable. It gets you rides quicker. I don't know.
See, you know what? You know what it is? It's the 22 immutable laws of marketing, Scary. You believe Uber is better because they were first. First in the mind wins. That's why Coke will always be Falco? Pepsi.
What was up?
If you could get me to talk to somebody over there who's just some reasonable person that I could have a conversation with, I'm sure they'd understand, like, after I speak to them.
Maybe one of our listeners is connected to Uber in some way with somebody in the main office. This was, I'm assuming it was like the Jersey-based office or something, right? I guess the Uber Jersey, because you're from New Jersey, maybe.
I don't know. I thought they were all based out of California. So, like, I don't know. I don't know that much about it. I know we used to have there used to be an office in Hoboken, but that was gone by the time this happened. So that didn't help.
Sucks. Now, where are you from, Falco?
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken.
Born and raised.
I say this as a guy from Brooklyn with a similar accent. I would get someone else to call for you because you sound, even though you're not, you sound like a guy who choke a guy. I'm just saying.
So he sounds guilty.
You'd be like, hey, this is Anthony Falco. I want my fucking account back. I would not give you your account back. You need to hire somebody with a nice Midwestern. Hi, I'm Anthony Falco. I'd really like my account back, please.
Maybe a woman. Maybe he should get a woman as well.
Yeah.
I feel like the guy could describe me. I definitely don't look like this guy that went in the car. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I look nothing right. like
him. Nothing like the Uber strangler.
What's for lunch? Where are we going? Where are you coming back from?
Just came back from a Peruvian place, Danny, up in, I think it's either West New York or Union City.
Awesome. Falco, I trust his judgment when it comes to food. He really is the best. He knows what he's talking about. Always leading me into some great New Jersey eats.
Thank you, my friend.
Good stuff. All right. Well, I'm getting hungry. So anyway, all right. Well, thanks for all that. We'll make sure we protect names will be changed and rearranged to protect the innocent before we release this to the public. Yes. I promise.
All right. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Brody. Nice talking to you guys.
Falco, good luck. Hey, Slices, thanks, if you guys have any ideas for Anthony here on how to get his Uber back, legit ideas, please hit us up on social media. Brooklyn Boys, what is it? The Brooklyn Boys Podcast at Gmail.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast at gmail.com. And we will be.
Or leave us a talk back through the iHeart app. Find a way. Get us the information. If it's legit, not, you know what you ought to try.
Yeah.
No. If you know for a fact how to get in touch with Uber, let us know.
We need to know a guy. You know what I'm saying?
We know a guy knows a guy.
We need to know a guy. All right. Thanks, Ant. See ya.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Put it out there. All right.
See, I like him, but I just worry about his accent.
You worry that he's going to be judged.
He's going to call. He's like, yeah, this is Anthony Falco. I'd like my fucking Uber back. You know, like, I didn't choke nobody. I already feel like he probably has at some point.
What you're
in his
saying
life.
Is he's going to get profiled.
He's going to get profiled as a New York, New Jersey guy who sounds like he's in the mob.
With a bad temper.
Yeah. This is Tony Falco. Like, oh, you were on The Sopranos. It's very funny.
No, that was Edie. That was Edie.
That's Edie Falco. Yeah, I know.
Right. You got to take a break here.
All right.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh man, what is it we do? What is it?
I don't know. I got a couple of things. I screenshotted. I wanted to run by you. I got a Scamboni coming up. Here we go. I got a DM from Jackie Helchowski. Oh. She says, "I spent the past 7 days in Italy and went to Pisa and didn't take the quintessential Pia pose. I was literally listening to your latest podcast episode about Skiri doing poses, and you mentioned Pisa, and I was on the train back from Pisa." So she has a picture of herself in front of the tower, and she did not do the pushing it over picture.
I'm leaning her head on it like a pillow. That
correct. Okay. Here was a sign in the garage where the guy moved my seat up. This was the sign in the parking garage. To all of our valued monthly and transient customers, for your own safety, this is a professional sign with their logo. It's not like typed up on a computer. For your own safety, please be reminded to take your claim check before leaving your vehicle. Please be reminded.
Please be reminded?
Yeah. By who?
Wow.
Yeah. Please be reminded. So there's that. And then I wanted to talk about a Scamboni. You got the old Scamboni jingle?
I sure do, David Brody. Just for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Scamboni.
Yeah, yeah.
What you got there, David Brody?
I got two Scambonis for you. The first, if you go on TikTok, there's a new trend where some fast-talking degenerate will put up a picture. You've seen these pictures when you were a kid. You have to find the objects in the picture.
Yeah.
Like on the side of the picture, it'd be like you have to find an egg and a lampshade and a book.
Yeah.
And you'd have to look where they buried in the picture. Okay. Here's the new scam. People put up a picture with four or five hidden items in the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. And
you cut out there, David
Brody.
People
are guessing. No. I'm sorry. They put up a picture with what? With four or five hidden items. And there's pictures of the items, and they're all like one's gray, one's white, one's yellow, one's pink, whatever. And you'll find them in the picture the actual color of the items that are on the side. They even give you the colors. Sometimes they're in black and white only. So you have to find, like, this one is a gray whistle. And if you look, the whistle is used as the toilet bowl flush handle. You're like, oh, that's clever.
Right, right.
Okay. Okay. And what they do is people are guessing and they go, oh, Mike got it. But you don't see Mike because by the time he reads Mike, it's already scrolled off the screen. They come up with random names of people who found the item. And if you can't find it, people are guessing like crazy. It's the shoe. It's the foot. It's the thing in the wall for the fourth item. Because the first three are blatant. They're like, find the fourth object is the name of the game. Okay. And they go, if you want the answers, go to my profile and make a bid on some product. It's so they want you to go to his profile on TikTok and follow him and then click on some kind of fake Asian website, you know, like Temu or one of those. And if you buy anything, no matter how small, you'll get the answer where the object is. And they do this scam. And as you could scroll through the live TikToks all day and you'll see a bunch of them. Well, guess what, Scary?
Yep.
The fourth object is never in the picture. It isn't there.
I knew it. This is the classic senior prank scam where you let four turkeys loose in the school and you label them 1, 2, 3, 5.
Right.
So you're like, oh my God, everyone's looking for number four. And you think that there's five. You think that there's five turkeys.
Right.
Where's number four? Can't find number four.
Right.
So that's exactly what this is.
The last one I saw, I screenshotted it. It's Pocahontas sitting on a toilet. And you have to find a gray whistle. There's a gray whistle. There's a white egg. It's her necklace. There's a yellow brush. It's a part of her dress. And a pinkish purple flower. There is nothing in the picture that's pinkish purple. Even if you're like, I can't find it, you'd see the pinkish purple. Everything in the picture is brown, white, and gray. There's no pink. Therefore, it can't be in the picture. But he wants followers and people are begging. I see it. I think I see it. And then what happens is, you know, like three card Monty, if you ever seen three card Monty on the street and that we'll find the red card. And then some guy in the crowd finds it and they go, look how easy it is. He found it. That guy works with the guy playing three card Monty.
He's a plant.
They have shills in the crowd.
He's a plant.
He's a plant. So there are people, they go, oh yeah, Mike tells the truth. I just got $50.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You're a shill. So look out for that Scamboni because this, the fourth object is not in the picture. No matter what you do, follow them, but you're not getting $50.
And a lot of people are performing, you know, they're giving you iPhone tricks and things that you can do with your phone. And they go really fast, so fast that you can't keep up. And they say, oh, go to my page.
Right.
To get the full instructions and like the page.
Anyone who says go to my page, it's a scam.
It is a scam and they're looking for follows. And then you realize that your iPhone can't perform that function.
Right. Right. And now you're on a list and then they sell your account information. Don't just go to my account. Or they'll go, we're just looking. I'll give everyone the answer once we get 100,000 likes. Come on, people, keep hitting the like button. So what they're doing is they're getting clout on TikTok. And because they're getting likes.
Yeah.
And they're improving their algorithm.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there like an idiot waiting for 100,000 followers. Oh, we just need 9,000 more. Come on, everybody. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. We just need 5,000 more. No, you need 5,000 more. We don't need 5,000 more.
Yeah.
So I hate those people.
Yeah.
Here's the other scam. I'm in my bagel place.
Your bagel? You want a bagel with place. A schmear?
I go in on Friday. And I order, I go in on Thursday and I get four bagels. They're $1 a piece. That's $4.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's signs all over the store. They've been up for a while that say prices may go up unexpectedly at any time. Okay. On the front door, on the counter, by the register.
Prices may go up unexpectedly on Saturday and Sunday mornings when everyone wants bagels.
Right. So I go in Monday to get my four bagels.
Yeah.
And now they're $1.25.
Oh.
I had four singles ready. So I go, here's $4. He goes, $5. What? $1.25. So I said, when did that happen? He points to the sign. Doesn't say a word to me. He points to the sign. Prices may go up unexpectedly at any time. So 4 days later, now the bagels are all $1.25. And the guy behind me goes, yeah. The prices went up it was Tuesday, or Monday. He goes, prices went up over the weekend. Everything's more expensive. Oh. But there's no, like, the signs didn't change. The prices on the menu boards haven't changed, but they put up a sign that says prices may, they may go
I've
up.
I've never heard
time.
Of such a thing. That is a rip.
Yep. The sign still says a dollar bagel on the thing. And it was tape over it. You could, there's like a yellow tape over the dollar. And it's $1.25 now.
Do they ever go down unexpectedly?
That'd be nice.
That would be like great. Like
on your birthday.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. What? Hi, old. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Would you be pissed? And what about the next day? What if they're $1.50 the next day? You can't complain. The sign says what it says.
Yeah. No, I don't like that. I think that's despicable. They can't do that. I think you need you need to give people notice. So, by the way, my apartment is a mess. I am fit to be tied right now because
you have that stack of papers.
No, it's more than that. I'm hosting Mother's Day this week. And I have to run out of town. So here's what I'm up against. First of all, my mother's, you know, I can always tell when she's like wanting me to volunteer. She's like, Anthony, what are we? I said, well, you know, what are we doing for Mother's Day? And, you know, she said, well, me and Daddy, we're going to talk to you about that.
Daddy and I.
We're going to be coming off of a cruise. So it's going to be kind of hectic. So now I'm thinking like, okay, so their house is off limits.
Getting kind of hectic.
You know, and your sister, her house is still under construction. She would love to host, but she's got a lot going on there.
Right.
You know.
Oh, why don't you have the party in your dinette?
We're gonna have a. Well, then I'm saying, well, look, we should all go out to eat to a restaurant.
Hold on, Ma. Let me move this stack of papers. Sit here in the corner of my living room.
Well, we want to get all the families together. Keep in mind, I now have a niece, and so with all the hecticness that's going on with my brother and my sister-in-law because of the new baby. And, you know, everyone's house is off limits. So, of course, I'm a good son. And I said, you know what? I volunteer. I'm hosting. And I got no problem doing it. Because you know me. I'm going to, like, all the bells and whistles. Cater it from top to bottom. Rent out my rec room upstairs, which I did. All said and done. Well, now I got to run out of town. I'm going to Miami because we're doing something with the Y100 radio station. And I'm literally leaving tomorrow afternoon. Today's Tuesday here. That's when we're recording this. Wednesday, I'm leaving. Do you know what my flight back home is, Brody?
Sunday afternoon?
My flight home is Sunday morning. I'm going to land. I'm going to land at like 11 a.m., race over back to my apartment for the food to come at 12:30 and for my guests to show up at 2 o'clock. Talk about cutting it close.
If your flight is delayed in the least, you're effed.
I know. So I just ask you to pray for me, please, because I don't know how this is going to go. But my mother now thinks I'm crazy for coming home Sunday morning and not coming home Saturday morning. But now it's kind of too late to change all the flights. Whatever it is, I'm coming home Sunday. So I'm going to talk about...
Now, will your family hitting the ground and friends, running. Will your family have access to the place
Yes, we have precautions. We have plan B's and C's in motion.
Is Anthony Falco going to drive them all or get them an Uber?
He's going to pick up an Uber. So anyway, I got a lot of planning to do and I didn't pack yet and I'm leaving. I'm going to see Janet Jackson with my girlfriend tonight. So,
very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that is one of the best lip syncers ever.
You don't think she's going to sing her songs?
Dude, she hasn't uttered a word into a microphone on stage in 35, 40 years.
Wow.
She's like Britney. She dances. She doesn't sing.
Well.
I mean, I like Janet, but she's not a singer in concert.
Well, I'm going to go see her. I'm going to go see her tonight. So there.
Let me know how well she dances.
Yeah. So so that's it. No. Is your pool opening or what?
Pool's open. I got to go vacuum it out today.
Nice. When are you going to do the podcast from the pool? Poolside podcast.
Poolside podcast. Well, I could poolside podcast, and then you have the equipment in your apartment, so that'll work. Yeah.
No. I was talking about me bringing the equipment over, and we could both be in the pool at the same time.
Oh, no, we're not going to have microphones in the pool. That doesn't, from an electricity standpoint, doesn't make a lot of sense.
I mean, we could
buy wireless microphones.
Prop them on the side of the pool.
And then lean off the edge of the, yeah, but that would require you to be in the pool. I think you should sit at the table by my pool and work the equipment, and I can sit in the pool.
Oh, you like that idea? Raft. Do I get an umbrella, or do I have to sit there in the hot sun?
No, you can. I'll give you an umbrella, and you know what? If you give me $4, I'll open a can of Corona for you. Hey, I left out one Scamboni. I got to give you a Scamboni. Bed Bath & Beyond Scamboni. You ready for this?
Bed Barf & Beyond, yes.
Now, as most of you know, Bed Bath & Beyond is going out of business unless somebody buys them at the last minute. They're shutting down. Everything's on clearance.
Oh, no. What happens to my 20% coupon that I still have?
Okay, yeah. No. Okay, so first of all, the 20% coupon's in the garbage. If you've ever paid full price for an item at Bed Bath & Beyond, you don't know how to shop, because you get 100 coupons and you save them up and you go shopping and it's 20% off every one item. Also, like Amazon Prime, they had a deal where you paid like, I don't know, $50 a year, whatever it was, and you automatically got 20% off everything, not just one item, everything. So you'd show the UPC, not the UPC, the QR code, they'd scan it and your entire order was 20% off, right? And then if you return something without a receipt, they take 20% off the value because they know you probably got 20% off, right? That's Bed Bath & Beyond. They're known, everything's 20% off. Yep. Okay, can we establish that as fact?
Yes.
Okay. I go into the store. Remember we talked about like everything in the store, like you see signs, everything in the store, $9.99, like 10% and up.
Yes.
Or up to 50% off. That means one thing is 50% off and everything else is 5% off. Like the up to is a scam. Well, at Bed Bath & Beyond, everything's on clearance, right? They're moving it all out. Empty racks, everything's got to go.
Yes.
What would you say, Scary, is the minimum discount on everything on sale right now at Bed Bath & Beyond?
It would have to be 50%, if not more. I've seen 60, 75%.
Okay.
When you
have you been to a Bed Bath this week?
No.
Okay. So starting, what's today, Tuesday? Starting last week was the clearance.
Yeah.
So I went in on Tuesday or Wednesday to use my last gift card, because I think Wednesday or whatever it was, said the 7th was the last day, or 8th was the last day to bring any gift cards, merchandise. So I went in. Everything of value was 10% off.
That's it?
Why would I buy something at Bed Bath & Beyond for 10% off when everything was always 20%? You're giving me less discount than when you were open. And my wife and I, we paid for the 20% fan club
thing.
That's
terrible.
They didn't refund my money. They just said, we no longer accept that. So I paid for a year. I got like 3 months out of it and they went bankrupt. So why would I buy a microwave I wanted a toaster oven? 10% off. That's not a going out of business sale.
That's not even an incentive to buy something I maybe half need. You know, the whole point with sales is so you can, you figure that maybe I need this, maybe I don't, I'm on the fence, but it's such a big discount, I'm going to actually buy it. 10% doesn't move the needle for me.
Right. So they had a $500 toaster. I'm like, okay, $450. I don't want it for $450. I don't need a toaster that badly. Like you said, I would get a new toaster if it was like $275 for a $500 toaster. I'm like, I'm in.
Wow.
So you know what was like 40-50% off? Washcloths. Wow. That's what they do. They give you up to 70% off. You know what? Yeah, if you want like a soap, an ugly like seashell soap holder for your bathroom, 70% off.
They could shove it. They could shove it.
No wonder they're out of business. Fuck them now. Fuck them. I want the vacuum cleaner for 40% off. Now we'll have a conversation. 10% off vacuum cleaners. I can get 10% off picking my nose at Best Buy and just price check it with somebody else. I can go to PC Richard and Son and get 20% off just by price comparing it.
So fuck you, Bed Barf and Beyond.
Yeah.
Nice.
Beyond ridiculous. 10% off.
I love leaving on a nice angry note like this. It's the best.
Are we doing that? So we're leaving on a bad note?
Terrible.
All right.
It's always a negative. Hey, happy Mother's Day.
Hey, happy Mother's Day.
Hey, and as we say in Brooklyn, your mother.
Your mother.
Boys from Brooklyn. Brooklyn. The boys from Brooklyn.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.